Hey, Melissa, thanks for joining us here on IPR today.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
So you're a Michigan person. You're from Lansing. You went to Interlochen Arts Academy. Tell us where you are now.
So I am talking to you from my living room in Chicago. I live in the Bronzeville neighborhood.
And Melissa White, you wear a lot of hats, as it were. You are a violinist, both as a soloist and with the Harlem Quartet. You're a small business owner. You do yoga, which we'll talk about more in a bit. So tell us a little bit about your career, the many pieces of your career as a professional musician.
Sure. It's been a really fun adventure. Like you said, after Interlochen, I went to Philadelphia for my undergrad, and then I went on to Boston for my master's, and then moved to New York, where I lived for 9 years before moving here to Chicago. And so it was in my last year at Curtis where the Harlem Quartet started, and we were originally put together by the Sphinx Organization, also Michigan-based, and we came together simply with funding from Target to start to bring music into schools, particularly the underserved schools that no longer had a musical component to their education curriculum. And so we were coming together for these projects, and it was through that we really found we had great chemistry and we enjoyed playing together. And so we started doing more, and luckily a manager heard us when we made our debut at Carnegie Hall and took us on her roster. And so that's how we were able to build it into a full-time career. And so now most of my time, prior to being quarantined, was on the road traveling with the Harlem Quartet. And while I was doing my master's is when I first got into yoga. And I found that through the practice of yoga on my mat, it was really helpful to then take that into my hotel room or to find a yoga studio wherever I was, and to really be able to feel like I physically was also starting to settle in my body. And then that grounding I could take anywhere, on stage, in a hotel room, on whatever side of the world or in whatever time zone. And it really helped me to take care of my body physically, but also mentally just be able to have a space that helped me to feel settled, even though I was always living in a suitcase, probably performing somewhere. And so then with that, it came to mind that it would have been really nice if I had had this sort of balance and practice built into what I was doing as a violinist training-wise when I was younger. And so I along with a dear friend, Elena Uriosti, who's also a violinist, decided that we wanted to put a program together to incorporate mindfulness and wellness into our music making and share that with our colleagues and friends and students. And so that's how Intermission came to be. And through Intermission, we host retreats for professional musicians where we come together and we play for each other. And it's really just a safe space to grow and share topics as performing musicians that don't always get talked about. And sometimes it's not the place to do it. So we like to talk about those ideas and have those conversations that might not be easy. And then we also do yoga because we feel like musicians are athletes. We need our bodies, and we need our bodies to be in optimal physical form to be performing at our best and to be feeling good when we're on stage taking that space.
Well, Melissa, we're going to hear you play some solo Bach here in a minute. But first, I understand that you decided you wanted to play the violin after you saw a very formative episode of Sesame Street.
That is true. I was 4 years old, and I used to watch Sesame Street every day.
Yep, and we all did.
It still is a great show, actually. I love how they keep it in present time and up to date. But Itzhak Perlman was the guest artist on this particular show, and I was just enthralled with the way his chin fit perfectly in the chin rest. So when the show went off, I asked my mom if I could play the violin, and no one else in my family is a musician, so she kind of thought that that request would fade and I would start begging for something else, but I didn't. I begged for 2 years only for a violin. And finally, when I was six, she was able to get me a violin, and that's how I started playing.
So we should send a note to the Sesame Street producers and let them know how important that episode was. And wasn't Elena wanted to play the violin after that same episode?
Yes, we later discovered that we had watched the same episode and had become particularly fond of the violin and got to start playing.
All right, folks. Well, here is our friend Melissa White coming to us from her living room in Chicago. She's going to play some music of Johann Sebastian Bach for us, inspired by Sesame Street with Itzhak Perlman. Here's Melissa playing the first movement, the Adagio, from Johann Sebastian Bach's Sonata No. 1, BWV 1001. Coming to us via Zoom from her living room in Chicago, it's violinist Melissa White. She played the first movement, the Adagio, from Johann Sebastian Bach's Sonata No. 1, BWV 1001. Melissa, thank you so much. You were telling us about Intermission, your organization that you and Elena Uriosti have started together. Talk to us a little bit more about how yoga and mindfulness can help a classical musician in their practice.
There are many ways, and honestly, the beauty about practicing yoga or just something that brings wellness and mindfulness to one's body is that it starts to creep in all facets of our daily lives. And that's really when it's really neat, when you start to see and you can take a step back and think about what's happening, because you've created this space between, oh my goodness, freaking out, and take a breath, it'll be okay. It's helped from being in an airport when a flight is canceled to, oh my goodness, we now can only stay at home, to I'm about to go on stage and play something that's been really difficult in my practice room. And we can then drop from the parasympathetic into the sympathetic nervous system and know that there's space and it will all be okay. So that's been one thing in terms of mindfulness and breathing. And then also physically, it's really nice to feel strong. It's nice to feel like I'm balancing my body and taking care physically after hours of being in an asymmetrical position. And then to think, you know, I should swap that position, and then maybe it'd be nice if this hand turned that way, and then what if I extended and did the entire arm. And so then just being able to take care of my muscles.
So Melissa, we have asked you to lead us IPR listeners in a mindfulness exercise that for these very stressful times that we are living in. So normally, if you were playing a piece, I would introduce it right now, but why don't I turn it over to you and you take us through. I'm already sitting up straighter.
Perfect. Yes, that is great. So wherever you are, you can be standing or seated, and just start to find yourself sitting with a long spine and see if you can root your feet into the ground evenly, so that you really start to feel the ground underneath your feet. I think it's nice if you're at home to take your shoes off, and then you can scrunch your toes and really feel the ground that way. And then if it feels good, you can bring your hands to your legs just to rest. And if you would like, you can let your eyes come to a close, starting to go inward, or just simply have a soft gaze if that's nicer for you. And just go ahead and start to breathe. And as you breathe, see if you can start to bring your awareness to your breath. So maybe you can visualize the path of your breath as it enters your body. And then maybe you can watch it as it exits. And then let's see if we can start to take our breath deeper. So if you take both hands, place it on your belly. You can stack one hand on top of the other, maybe around your belly button. And on your inhale, I want you to press your belly into your hand, so you're really filling your belly with air. And then on your exhale, I want you to start to push your belly, your navel back toward your spine, so you're really getting all of the air out from the belly, slowly exhaling. And then again, inhale, fill your hands with air, pressing your belly into your hands, filling up. And then exhale all the way from the belly, letting all of the stale air exit your body slowly. Let's do that one more time. Inhale into your hands, at your belly. And then exhale, slowly let the air out. Maybe continue to visualize that air as it travels through your body. And now let's bring our hands outside of our rib cage, so one on each side. Continue to inhale deeply into your belly and start to feel your hands around your rib cage as it travels through. And then exhale, maybe you can start to feel your rib cage contract, going back in. Inhale, feel your rib cage expand with air, filling your belly again. And then slowly exhale, filling your rib cage start to come in, and your belly empty. Take just one more breath with your rib. And no rush. When you're ready, let's bring both hands on top of our heart. You can stack one on the other. And imagine you have two hands also on the backside of your chest. Continue to inhale and now fill both hands with air as it travels through your chest and then down your rib cage and into your belly. And then exhale, let the air travel from your belly through your rib cage and finally out of your chest. One more time. So inhale, fill your chest, fill your rib cage, fill your belly. And then exhale, let all of the still air out. And now I invite you to bring your hands to any spot that resonated with you or back to your lap. See if you can just take three more breaths, visualizing the air going through each section of your upper body. And as you fill yourself with breath, maybe you can feel your backside expand as well with the air. And then on your final breath, no rush. You can carry on if you're in a nice space. So when you're ready, you can slowly blink your eyes open. Maybe just take a moment to fill your space, maybe fill your heart, and see what you've created for yourself. And just know you can do that all the time throughout the day. It doesn't have to be an hour when you sit down and do something. Perhaps that's too much. But if you just take 5 hours in the morning, 5 hours, or 5 hours, 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night, you can do that simple breathing exercise. And it's something really nice for your body.
Well, Melissa, I don't know about our listeners, but I know my shoulders are about 6 inches lower than they were when we started. So thank you very much for that. They were touching my earlobes before we began. And folks, I will post the audio of this exercise on our website at classicalipr.org if you'd like to have Melissa lead you through it again and again and again, as we might during these stressful times. Well, Melissa White, thank you so much for joining us today, and stay safe and take care, and I guess keep practicing.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, and I wish the same to you and all of the listeners. Stay safe and hopefully intrigued creatively while we're quarantined.